Okay, let's get cracking. Today's a very exciting day. We get ready to begin Meseches Megillas. We learn Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph and Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. As you could guess, even though there are Chamesh Megillas, there are five Megillos. The Megillah being referred to here is Megillas Esther, and the Mishnah Meseches Megillah is going to primarily be discussing the halachos of Purim. Now, generally speaking, as we're going to see in this very Mishnah, the Yontif of Purim is observed in most places on the 14th day of Adar, but in walled cities, it's observed on the 15th day of Adar. Now, even though reading the Megillah is a mitzvah, one of the mitzvot that is to be performed on Purim, as we're going to see in this Mishnah and the next Mishnah, the Megillah could be read on other possible days in Adar as well. It says the Mishnah Megillah Nikreis Ba'achar Asar, the Megillah could potentially be read on the 11th day of Adar, B'Shnei Masar, on the 12th day of Adar, B'Shlosh Asar, on the 13th of Adar, B'Arba Asar, on the 14th of Adar, B'Chamish Asar, or on the 15th day of Adar, Lo Pachos V'Lo Yoser. The Megillah can never be read earlier than the 11th or later than the 15th. These are the only potential options for when a person can read the Megillah for the sake of Purim. The Mishnah continues. Kirachin amukafin chomim imos Yeshua benon, korin bechamish asar. That people who live in cities that were surrounded by a wall in the time of Yehoshua benun, the leader of the Jewish people, the prime Talmud, student of Moshe Rabbeinu, who led the Jews into Israel. So any city that was walled from the time of Yehoshua leading the Jews into Israel, the Megillah would be read in those cities on the 15th day of Adar. Now, a walled city is defined in this context as a town or city that was surrounded by a wall in the time of Yehoshua, like the Mishnah says. This definition is learned based on various psukim, both in the 9th perek of the Megillah and in a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim that describes towns conquered by the Jewish people on their way into Eretz Yisrael. Now, as long as a town or a city was walled at that point in history, it is considered to be a walled city when it comes to Purim as well. Now, the Chacham who decreed the halachos of Purim decided not to base the definition of a walled city on its status during the time of the Megillah, but rather on its status during the time of Moshe and Yehoshua. They figured that the events of the Megillah took place after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, when the towns and cities of Eretz Yisrael were completely destroyed, they lay in ruins. Therefore, if a walled city were to have been defined as one surrounded by walls in the period of the Megillah, then the great walled cities of Eretz Yisrael would have had to be designated as not walled, and that would recall Eretz Yisrael's degradation at that time, reminding us of the ruins that Eretz Yisrael experienced. Therefore, as the Bar Tanura points out, in order to spare Eretz Yisrael from this embarrassment, it was decided to define a town or city by its state when the Jewish people actually entered Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, right after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. If it had walls then, it is considered to be a walled city when it comes to Purim, even if its walls were later destroyed. Continuing in the Mishnah, so that's the cities that are walled. However, Kfarim Vayeros Gedolos, Korin Bar Basar, but anyone who lives in villages and large towns, which is the majority of people, they're going to read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar. Ela Shakfar Makdim Liyom Makanisa, except that those who live in villages that may not necessarily have so many people, so they may move up their reading of the Megillah to the day of the assembly, which comes even before the 14th day of Purim, of Adar rather. And what does it mean, the Yom HaKnisa, this day of gathering? So it's either Monday or Thursday, when the residents of the villages would typically go and gather in various towns. That, as the Bar Tanura points out, Ezra made several decrees, including a requirement that the Batei Din and the courts sit in judgment every Monday and Thursday. And as a result, people who lived in villages and did not have their own courts would go to nearby towns on Mondays and Thursdays to have their various arguments settled in court. Now, the Mishnah therefore means that villagers may read the Megillah on the Monday or the Thursday that precedes the 14th day of Adar. That villagers often, as the Bar Tanura says, did not know how to read the Megillah, so they would go to a town to have someone else read it for them. And also to spare them from having to make a special journey, the Chachamim allowed villagers to hear the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday before Purim, when they would go to the town Anyway, continuing now with Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. And here the Mishnah is going to list all of the various situations in which the Megillah is read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th of Adar. The Mishnah is going to consist of six parts, each one dealing with the 14th of Adar falling on a different day of the week. First, it's going to fall out on Monday, then it's going to fall out on Tuesday or Wednesday, then it's going to fall out on Thursday, then Friday, then Shabbos, and then Sunday. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad, how so? How can the Megillah be read on all of these different types of days? Says the Mishnah, Chol Yos Yom Arba Asar B'Sheni, if the 14th day of Adar falls on a Monday, then Kfar V'Yeretz Gedolos Koren Bo Bayom, then those who live in villages and large towns, they're going to read the Megillah on that day, Monday, the 14th of Adar. U'mekafas chomel lemachar. And those who live in Walted are going to read on the following day, Tuesday, the 15th. That works perfectly. However, chalios b'shlishio b'revi, if the 14th of Adar falls on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, then kfar makadim in the yom hakanisa, then those who live in villages are going to move up their reading of the Megillah to the previous yom hakanisa, to the Monday, which is the either the 13th or the 12th, depending on if it was Tuesday or Wednesday. Vayaros gedolos koren babayom, and those who live in large towns are going to read on that day, the 14th, which is either Tuesday or Wednesday. Umakavas chomel lemachar, and those who live in Walted are going to read on the following day, the 15th, which is either Wednesday or Thursday. Continuing in the Mishnah, Cholios bechamishi, if the 14th of Adar falls out on Thursday, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Koren Bo Bayom, then those who live in villages and in large towns, they're going to read on that day, which is Thursday, the 14th of Adar, Umukavas Choma Lamachar, and those who live in walled cities are going to read on the following day, Friday, the 15th of Adar. Now says the Mishnah, Cholios Erev Shabbos, if the 14th of Adar falls on the day before Shabbos, namely on Friday, Kfar Makdim Yom HaKanisa, those who live in villages are going to move up their reading to the previous day, which is Thursday the 13th of Adar. Vayaros Gedolos Umekavas Choma Koren Bo Bayom, and those who live in large towns and walled cities are going to read on that day, on Friday the 14th. Cholios B'Shabbos, if the 14th, and again, just to go back to the previous case, you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, because the Chachamim feared that a person might carry a Megillah through the street, which is usur on a Midaraisa level. Therefore, when the 15th of Adar is a Shabbos, people who live in walled cities may not read the Megillah on that day. Rather, they're going to read it in the previous day. Now, the reading of the Megillah in such a case would not be moved and postponed until Sunday, because the mitzvah of reading the Megillah cannot be fulfilled after the 15th, and this is learned from the pasuk in the 9th parak of Megillas Esther, which says, "Velo ya'avor," and it may not pass, which means that the reading may not go beyond the dates mentioned in the Megillah, the 14th and the 15th of Adar. Continuing in the Mishnah, Cholios b'Shabbos, if the 14th of Adar falls out on Shabbos, then Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos, Makdim in Vekoron Liyom HaKnisa, then those who live in villages, and even those who live in large towns, they're going to move up their reading of the Megillah to the previous Thursday, which is again going to be Thursday the 12th of Adar. U'mukavas choma lemachar, and those who live in walled cities are going to read on the next day, which is Sunday the 15th of Adar. Finishing off the Mishnah, Cholios Achar HaShabbos, if the 14th of Adar falls on the day after Shabbos, namely Sunday, Kfar Makdim Yom HaKanisa, those who live in villages bring forward their reading to the previous day of gathering, namely Thursday the 11th. Again, that's the earliest day that you could possibly read the Megillah. Va'yaros Gedolos Koren Bo Bayom, those who live in large towns are going to read on that day, which is Sunday the 14th. U'mukavas choma lemachar, and the residents of walled cities are going to read on the next day, Monday, the 15th of Adar. Quick review, Perek Aleph Mishnah, Aleph of Maseches Megillah taught us that there are only a certain number of possible dates when the Megillah could be read, on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th of Adar, and all of those different delineations of when the Megillah is read and all those different types of days are delineated in the next Mishnah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. We're not going to go through that again, but that is what we just learned. Then the continuation of Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph taught us that people who live in the cities that were surrounded by a wall in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, that they read the Megillah on the 15th, and everyone else in a big city and villages and so on, they're going to read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. except the kfarim, the villages who would generally gather on Monday or Thursday for Beis Din, and that they'd go to the large towns then, they, if the 14th falls out on a different day, besides from Monday or Thursday, they can go to the previous Yom HaKnisah, to the previous day when they're generally gathering and going to the larger cities, and that is acceptable for them. Have a great day.